Hey, this is Mr. Richardson.
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Richardson, this is Dick. How are you?
All right.
Good, man. This is a beautiful day out. You filled a web form on my website about your house on Blendwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm very familiar with the area and the property. I don't know if you know where Belmont Road is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a few houses over there in that area. So I'm pretty familiar with your house.
Okay.
So you're interested in selling that?
Yeah, it's on the mortgage, the Rocket Mortgage. But.
Mm-hmm. Well, how come you filled out a web form? I know you want to sell it. Is there any particular reason why?
Needed to move to just downsize. Need downsize a little bit.
Okay. Where are you from? You from the area?
Yeah, this is this house was like a third generation home.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, trying to just got in there and sold my passes. I've got to pay these damn fees, the high insurance rates for my car, and fucking just add breathalyzer on my car $100 a month. I just can't afford to pay all these bills in this house right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you married, sir?
Nah, I'm just, well, him, but not, you know, we've been just separated for over 11 years.
Sure.
I ain't been with her. I'm with somebody else. I've been with 6 years.
Okay. Well, you know, everyone has, you know, life to deal with, and everybody has bills, so... You know, I completely understand, you know, your frustration and probably, you know, dealing with something like that. It's, you know, life isn't easy. I will tell you that.
Yeah. It's not trying to just get some money and get ahead, get back on track, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you have somewhere else to go?
Not yet. We're looking, though.
So are you, you know, because like I said, I'm familiar with the area. You know, I buy a lot of houses in, you know, in that area. I mean, do you have, you know, any idea of where you want to go?
I'm trying to find that little house with a garage or something like a rent or something like that, or even maybe rent to buy a rent to own later, you know what I mean?
Okay. So ideally something small?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's, you know, that's completely doable, you know, especially, you know, with the way the market is. I mean, you've had this house for quite a while. As far as I can remember, you're it's the little white house, right?
Yeah, it's white. White, I guess you say it's all white.
Yeah, did you pave that driveway or is it still gravel? I haven't been there in a
while.
It's gravel. Okay. Okay.
Cool. Ain't never been paved.
Okay. Well, you know, when did you buy it? How long ago?
My grandfather apparently built this house back in like 70 years ago. And my dad lived here, and he passed away, and then it was, you know, left to me.
Sure. So your goal...
They had added, you know, they put an add-on to add a bedroom on it, so maybe three bedrooms.
Sure. So your goal, you know, is pretty much just downsize?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay kind of within the area?
Close, somewhere... You know, in this area, affordable, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, just kind of a little bit about us, you know, we've been buying houses for, you know, 20 years and, you know, I know the area, I know the house. What, I mean, have you even considered what you wanted for it?
I don't know. I mean, we looked up asset value, it was at 180,000.
What's that?
We looked up the excess value, it was around 184,000, so I don't, I mean, I'm trying to make sure I pay the mortgage company off and can have enough to fucking, you know,
yeah,
at least get something out of it, enough for me to start fresh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I think you're right. You know, if it was all fixed up and beautiful, I think, you know, 180 would probably be, you know, the price. But I mean, the last time I saw it, I don't recall it being, you know, perfect. I mean, it's got good bones, if I can recall correctly.
Yeah.
Last, I think you have a little walkway in the front door there. What? Well, how much do you have left on your mortgage?
I think my dad got the loan before he passed away. When I got it, it was already had. I think 66,000. I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're not too far off. I mean, you know, if it was in perfect shape, you know, I think 180, you know, I would, you know, 180 would be a good price. You know, that's and that's retail. You know, that being said, you know, it's, I mean, can we agree that it's going to need some work?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to need a little work. I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the market changes every day, and, you know, I don't buy every house I come across, but, you know, if I can, and it makes sense to you, then I will. But, you know, 180, you know, if you got an offer for 180, I'd tell you to take it. That's for sure. But I mean, you know, you said you wanted to walk away with some money, and, you know, we can definitely make that happen. You know, even let's just say we were even able to come to a price. I mean, how long would you need? 60 days, 90 days?
Somewhere around that.
Okay.
60 days, find somewhere.
Would you, you know, we do offer moving assistance. Is that something that you might be interested in?
What is that?
Moving assistance? We offer it, it's completely, I mean, we don't charge you for anything. Basically, what it is, you know, if we buy your house and, you know, go forward, then we will help you move, find a place, you know, that you're happy with. And, you know, we don't do anything until, you know, we find you a new place.
All right. That's interesting to think about. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we definitely want to buy your house. You know, it's going to need work. You know, I imagine that I would, you know, to get it to my standard, company standard, you know, I'm not a huge company by any means, but, you know, we have a good team, and, you know, I do all the buying. So it's a company, you know, family organization. So, you know, with that being said, I mean, you know, you want to make some money from the mortgage. I mean, have you thought about how much you wanted to make?
I don't know. I mean, if I was making, had to pay the fucking mortgage company the $66,000 or whatever, I'd like to walk away, but I'd like to have somewhere to rent, somewhere to live at, maybe 50 grand to fucking keep myself afloat for a while.
Right. So you want to, so at the end of this thing, if, you know, we can find you a place and put 50 grand in your pocket, that's, you know, and just a done deal, net number to you, that's what you want.
Yeah, 60 to pay the mortgage off, which that's the only way you'll get the day on deed, and, you know, at least that, the place to live, yeah.
So basically, you're at, you know, because I'm going to probably need to put 50 in it, you know, to get it to my standard, company standard. I mean, I don't, so that kind of, so 60, so you, I mean, we're at like 120. It's, I'll be honest, it's a little more than I would want to pay, but because I have it properties in the area, I can kind of justify it, with that. So,
All right, we can meet, look at it, all that.
well, I tell you, I mean, I've seen it. I know, I know what it's at, and honestly, so basically, you owe 60K on the mortgage. You want to walk away with 50.
Yeah, that and find, it couldn't be to find about, another place for us. Right.
I'll tell you what I'm willing to do. I mean, so if we can make, this work, I mean, are you ready? Is that something that you're ready to move forward with today and just be done with it, and you get 90, 90 days to find a new place with our assistance? Is that something that you're ready to do if we can make that happen?
I mean, I mean, I had somebody else come look at a house Thursday, but I mean, I don't know what they're gonna do yet, what they're gonna say. So
Okay.
that was Thursday. That's Thursday at 4 o'clock. But I mean, if somebody can help find me another place, assistance, I don't know. I mean, that's something I think me and I had talked with my girl about, because she wants something she don't want to know about it, because she's my girl. I've been living here, been together 6 years. I don't want to just talk, just throw out something or not be part of it. So.
Sure. I mean, we can, I mean, is she, do you want to speak with her? Because I mean, here's the thing, Dennis, I don't, I don't go quicker than I need to, but at the same time, you have a situation that you want to get resolved, and I'm willing to make that happen for you.
You want to talk to her for a minute?
Yeah, I'll talk to her if you want to put me on speaker and introduce me.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello. I'm
Miss, I'm
sorry.
sorry, what was your name?
Okay. Yeah, Vicky. My name is Vicky Dupree.
You said Vicky?
Oh, yeah, Vicky.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
I know. I know. It's all speaker. My
It's all speaker.
Yep, I can hear you.
All right, now I can hear you. Yeah.
My name's Zach. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm working for a living, put it that way.
Okay, I understand that.
So I was talking to Dennis, and he kind of told me, I'm not sure if you heard the whole conversation, but
No.
he told me that you guys, wanted to, obviously move and downsize, and you guys wanted to walk away with about 50 grand, after this whole thing is done. And I was telling him, I have property all around that area, and basically what I've described to him is, if he, it's more than I want to pay, because I know he said he's got about 60K left on the mortgage.
Yeah.
But with working with us, we're not a huge company. We're a mom and pop kind of shop, but
Okay.
We offer moving assistance as well. And
As far as the money goes, whatever, that's between you and him. I don't,
okay.
you
So
know, I, yeah.
basically, what it is we offer moving assistance. So basically, it, like I told him, it's more than I would want to pay, but the 120, that's actually a little bit more. It gives you more in your pocket. Dennis, can you still hear me?
Oh, he's in another room.
Okay. Well, basically, you know, we're kind of on the same page of things, and I kind of wanted to make sure that he wanted to consult with you before he did anything. You know, that yeah. You know that would be fine, and if you have any questions, then you can kind of go ahead and shoot as well.
No, I don't really have any questions. Like I said, okay. Okay, yeah, he was talking about the business. Do y'all help him find a place?
Yes, we do. So we would help you find a place.
Mm-hmm.
Because we work with the state, you know, Dennis, can Dennis hear me still or no?
Yeah, he can hear you.
So, yeah, since we work with the state, you know, we can actually, Dennis, I know you said you wanted to walk away with 50, but, you know, I can actually do, you know, a little bit better than that. And what that would look like is, you know, basically an extra 10,000 for moving assistance.
Okay.
So really it's just, you know, the matter of basically what we would do is, you know, I have, you know, one page paperwork that just, you know, we'll buy it as is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want you to touch anything, 'cause we're going to be completely redoing it.
Okay.
You know, we'll buy it for $120,000, and in the process too, we will help you guys move. And what that would look like is just, you know, finding you a new place, saying, okay, do you like this area? No. I mean, we would be doing the legwork for you. And then we would also, you know, we wouldn't close on the property until you guys have a solid place. And, you know, and if you need the money, if you need some moving money beforehand, we could provide that to you as well, just to kind of get your stuff out. And, you know, just, you know, moving is a hassle. So we kind of, you know, we just want to make it easy for you.
Yeah. Well, it sounds good. I appreciate that. But let me give you back to Dennis, because
okay.
It's his call, and I don't, it sounds good to me, but,
you know. Well, it was lovely to meet you. I appreciate you speaking with me.
All right, no problem. I appreciate you speaking with me.
Sure.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, it all sounds good. I mean, y'all find us a place to go. Like I said, a downgrade. I'd like to find someone in the garage, but I mean, I'm trying to. Or something with a fenced-in yard, because I got a dog, too, so.
Okay. Dennis, do you have your email up?
Yeah. Well, I'm not up.
Can you pull it up?
Hmm? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I see it.
You see Forrest McGee?
Yeah.
So if you open that, and then it should say like start signing. Do you have the paperwork in front of you?
It says please review and act on these documents.
Yes, sir.
All right.
So if you read, you see the document now?
Mm-hmm.
So it has your name. It has our name. You know, we're going to buy the property for $120,000. Property sold as is, so please don't make any repairs. And also, if you want to leave your trash there, not like food and stuff like that, but if you have like bookcases or anything of sort of that nature that you want to leave, you can leave it, because we're gonna get a dumpster and throw everything away, whatever you don't want.
All right.
And then, you know, we'll close, you know, 60 days sooner or later, however long it takes for us to find you the perfect new place.
All right.
And then we're also paying for all closing costs. So, you know, you will net $120 minus the mortgage, and then that moving assistance is in there as well. So if you need moving assistance before you actually close, we will handle that.
All right.
And if you scroll down to the bottom.
I think I have.
You see your name where it says click to sign?
Yeah.
If you click it.
All right.
And then click start signing or click finish. Should be able to allow you to
signature apply.
Yep.
All right.
And then click finish at the bottom right.
That's the bottom right. I know the signature and it went.
And then click set signature.
And I did that, and there's up top corner said next.
Yep, click next. And then you should be able to click finish.
All right.
Okay, so I just got it back. I'm going to send you an email. Do you have my personal number?
Is this it?
Let me see here. Here, I'm going to, do you have text message?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, I just shot you a text message. We're going to start working on this tomorrow because it's almost 5 o'clock and we close doors at 5 o'clock. But if you call me at any time, I will answer the phone.
All right.
I'm going to reach out to you tomorrow, but you know, we're going to help you out. All right. And we're going to buy it. Did you think it would be that easy?
No.
Are you happy that it is?
Yeah, because I mean, I know I wasn't going to get that market price because I know it needs a little work.
Yeah. Well, is there anything that I can help answer, you know, any questions or do anything, you know, for you at this point? You know, I'm going to contact you tomorrow for sure, but, you know, I'm pretty much closing up shop. It was that easy. So I hope, you know, hopefully it's not stressful. We're going to do all the legwork. We'll definitely help you find a new place, and we'll get all that information tomorrow.
All right.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah, sounds fair to me, yeah.
Did you get my text message?
Oh,
actually, I sent it to the wrong number.
Yeah, it's got to be 804-290-379.
Okay. Oh, I sent it to the wrong number again. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, I got it.
All right. All right, Dennis. Well, you got my number. If you need me, you call me. I tell everyone the same thing. If you can't get a hold of me, you're not trying.
All right.
Okay. And I'm gonna be we're gonna come in. How about this? We'll just talk tomorrow, all right?
All right.
You don't need anything else from me?
I've been helping us find us another place downsize, and that's helping. Yeah, that's all I need.
Okay, buddy. Well, I appreciate it, and you guys give me a call anytime you need something. And it was nice speaking to your lady. She's a very nice woman.
Right. Yeah,
Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing for us.
absolutely no problem. What's your phone number, just so I have another one on file?
804-263-2704.
2704. All right. Well, I'll be in touch with you guys definitely tomorrow, because I am going to need to come out just to take some pictures. Not tomorrow, but I'll call you tomorrow. We'll set something up so I can take some pictures, just because I'm going to need to, order some materials and things of that nature.
Right.
And we'll try to be out of your hair as best as possible. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.